I've been knowing to blow. No dough, no show.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
Sorry.
Time to nut up or shut up.
Gosh, not again.
This is recorded.
It is recorded.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Hi. My name is Walter.
All right. Let's. You guys ready?
Yep.
Doing a mashup. It's going to be a little different. So.
What are we mashing?
We're going to be mash it.
The wrath and the...
I haven't mashed in like 6 months.
But you're missing out.
Baby at home. No fun.
You got your hand.
It's not that fun.
Yeah, you gotta get a little crazy.
I did that for 30 years.
Moving on.
I enjoy old fashioned.
An old fashioned is with another person, not just jerking your dick.
He was talking about the drink.
Oh,
there you perv.
Oh. Sorry.
I enjoy junior high, man.
Junior Iron Man?
No, junior high. It's when you get old fashioned.
Sorry.
All right, let's get started. Hello, everybody. We have a very special episode. It's going to be our first episode of a mashup, which Jeff...
Monster mashup.
A monster mash. It's where we take the idea, the plot of two movies, two great movies. We get them in each hand, and we mash them together. We create one great movie by combining... Thank you, Rob, for combining these two movies. But I am Daniel. I am the host of Sequels That Should Have Been Made, and I am joined by my brothers, my broskies, my bro-namuses. And across from me is always Robbie, the Rob, Schlobby. How are you doing, Rob?
Doing well.
Doing well. You're looking good.
Not tired at all.
Why shouldn't we just got here?
I know. It's all right. It's bright and calm down. Early. Sun's out.
Jeff, how things
Birds
going over?
Chirping. Doing fantastic. Looking forward to this mashup.
Mash it up. And the Monarch, as always, looking dapper. How you doing, Monarch?
Feeling dapper.
Feeling dapper.
He's very matching over there with the yellow.
Oh, he is very yellow today.
Yeah, yellow.
Very.
Oh, yeah. Bitch.
Matches his jaundice.
Yar.
He has a yellow mic. He has a yellow cup. He has a yellow binder.
I forgot this is an audio medium.
It is. That's why I'm explaining it to the audience.
Yeah.
But
his eyes are
yellow. All right. So I believe Jeff... has a great idea for a mashup, and we're just kind of like, you know, freestyle this, a little bebop, you know, going back to old school. So the movies that we're going to mash up is The Crow, Brendan Lee's last movie, who died on the set, got shot in the gut.
Danny, he died in the hospital, not on the
set. Yeah, well, whatever. He got shot in the set, so he died on the set. His mighty kung fu didn't save him. But so we're going to take the movie The Crow, and we are going to mash the fuck out of it with the Raff. Is it The Raff or The Reef?
It's The Reef.
We can't pronounce it all the time. But The Reef, and if you guys don't remember this, these movies, The Reef was Charlie Sheen. It's a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies. Jeff is going to enlighten us on a quick synopsis of both movies, and then we're just going to freestyle it, you know, see how things go.
Yeah, so pretty much The Reef was a classic, pretty much the first Fast and Furious movie out there.
I think it came about with the success of Mad Max, the cars and stuff,
I could see that.
And they said, you know what, we need to get an American-made movie to match it, and they came out with The Reef.
And like the Clint Eastwood movie where he gets whipped to death, pretty much the same film, but with cars. Yeah. What is it? Paint My Town Red or something?
Yeah. How was it?
Paint My Reagan.
It was Planes Drifter.
Planes Drifter. Planes Drifter.
Yes, yes,
that
it was.
My favorite movie that
it is
he
a
did.
Great movie. Yeah. So pretty much Charlie Sheen is
Clint Eastwood.
Is Clint Eastwood in the film? He gets stabbed to death by a murderous gang of street racers.
I thought they beat him with belts.
Maybe.
You know, he gets
a little bit of both.
He gets stabbed and he gets whipped and all those good things.
But it wasn't Charlie Sheen.
Who was it?
It wasn't Charlie Sheen.
It was some other dude.
Well, he changes his look.
He looks like Charlie Sheen when he comes back.
So, anyways,
I'm just saying.
Charlie Sheen gets beat to death.
Yeah.
And then he comes back to reap vengeance on this street racing gang. He ends up.
That's where they came up with the name.
Exactly. So he kills them all and he gets his vengeance. Okay. And he has a cool car while he's doing it. The car. And
his little brother gets a sweet vehicle.
His little brother gets a 250 Kawasaki dirt motor.
Why is the car so high tech?
Because it came from God.
And it has like blue shit going through it.
Yeah, but it looks like it's from the future. That's what it looks like. It's like angel's wings in there.
Well, it looks like it's from now. So back in 1984 is really cool. It does not
look like it is from now.
Looks like it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Tesla.
It looks like if the DeLorean, if they made it another 5 years.
It honestly looked like a Toyota Celica. Celica. But it was very, very cool. It was a panty dropper.
Very cool.
Grandpa would call him.
So anyways, that's the premise of that movie. He kills all the guys in his cool car, races them to death, and all that good stuff.
So the premise was revenge.
Revenge.
Okay.
Definitely.
Cool. Get it while you got it.
So the movie The Crow is about a guy who is killed. And his wife, or his girlfriend, I can't remember which.
They were engaged.
Murdered in their fiancé apartment.
Yeah.
And
did it take place in Detroit?
It has to be Detroit.
It was Detroit because they call it Devil's Night.
And that's from
Detroit.
Yep. They never said it's Detroit.
They doesn't matter.
That's where it is.
Devil's Night.
My thing is, if it's a shitty city, it has to be Detroit. It
doesn't rain all the time. So, it doesn't rain in LA, I'll tell you that much. So, he has to go and get revenge and murders a bunch of people.
Seen a theme here.
Yes. And he kills them all and he can't die. So, my mashup
won't die
comes at the end of both movies.
Okay.
The end when Charlie Sheen is driving his Wraith Mobile out of the city. And after the crow murders everyone. He's hitchhiking out of Detroit, and they meet.
Who wouldn't want to get out of Detroit?
So he picks him up, and then hilarity ensues as this becomes a cross-country road trip comedy between the two.
Oh, like a vacation.
Yeah, exactly. They go on a vacation from revenge.
I think they're just like trying to get into situations of like helping people revenge because they're experts now, right?
Exactly.
They go, hey, we did our thing. Now let's take it on the road and help other people. But in my mind, this mashup, they don't like it's kind of like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where, you know, they don't get along at the beginning. They kind of like just rag on each other.
My family likes me.
Exactly. John Candy.
Kind of like, hey, you know, I died this way. That trying to one-up each other.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, hey, I ripped this guy's throat out. Did you do that?
Yeah. Like, hey, why are you wearing fucking makeup and shit? Aren't you a dude? And he goes, well, why are you wearing that visor down all the time? Lift up your fucking visor.
Yes.
Do you look like Charlie Sheen or something under it?
Yeah. What's going on underneath that visor? Like, why are you wearing that emotional makeup? You fuck.
Emo. He started the emo move.
He did. Yeah. He calls him Edward Scissorhands. Edwards.
He calls him it several times throughout the movie.
Edward. I told you not to call me that. Calm down, Edward.
Hey, do you got any more black lipstick I could borrow?
Do you want a nigga stop at the Hot Topic at the mall?
So the crow is very sensitive.
Very sensitive about this.
Yeah.
But it's a buddy comedy in the end. Like, you know, they become friends. They murder some people along the way. It's a very good buddy film, I think.
Well, it becomes a buddy film. The beginning.
Well, yeah, of course. There's a conflict in the beginning between the two.
And they don't know each other. They have to get to know each other.
Would you say it buds into a buddy film.
It does.
Yeah.
It does buds into a buddy film.
At some point, he kills a guy and he's like, oh, man, that was a good way to kill a guy. Like, you rip his nose off.
You didn't just fucking go head on in a car crash with him.
You mean you didn't speed up past him and around then, a bend and stop.
And then let the guy hit you.
Swerve and just dive.
And just make your car explode. And please don't do that while I'm in the car because I think I'll die.
I don't think that works for me.
Yeah. So please don't do it since you're driving.
I don't know where my crow is. You know, as they say, as the crow flies.
Exactly. There's going to be a whole scene where they get lost and then like they're trying to look at a map together. And he's like, you got your fucking makeup on the map again. And I made the wrong turn.
You smudged it. I thought that was the town, but it was a smudge. What the fuck is that?
You know,
it's a true traveler movie. I like it.
Exactly.
Traveling.
It's a simple, easy film to do, which I think should be made.
I think they would like stop out at a cafe with a bunch of like hillbillies. And the hillbillies like is this will be like a bonding moment between them because the hillbillies like they see the crow with his makeup on.
Oh, and they judge him.
Oh, they judge
him. And the whole sticks like up for him.
The homophobe thing hits hardcore. And then the reefer goes, hey, man, don't worry. Watch what's going to happen. They're going to leave. I'm going to drive past them. I'm going to stop my car. The big-ass truck's going to run right into me, and they're all going to die. And he does it. And you know what? The crow goes, you're a cool dude.
Very cool.
You're a cool dude. I'll hang my reef on your car anytime.
I like your style.
I like your style.
I like your style too, dude.
Yeah, pretty.
And then, you know, they hug.
Yeah. And then there'll be another scene where like they teach a kid how to get revenge on a bully. Oh, yeah. It goes like totally wrong.
Oh, so yeah. You know, I'm gonna take the knife and stab him in the throat.
And then, and then the kid, like, it could be like the kid ends up taking a gun to school, and the kid totally gets kicked out of school, and his life gets in shambles. And they're like, next town, guys, let's go. Let's just get out of here. This went bad.
It's just two skid marks leaving the town.
Like. Sorry.
Dukes and Hazzards is the way out.
Looks like them boys are getting some air.
Oh, man.
Monarch, do you have anything to add?
Oh, I'm tired.
The Monarch, he showed up pretty tired today, pretty hungover.
These two sons of bitches right here.
He's sitting over there. He's perplexed. He doesn't know where he's at.
You got a disease, and you should take care of it.
He still thinks he's talking to Christopher Walken, which I don't even think actually happened. He is so disturbed. He doesn't know what to do.
Right, Chris?
There's no Christopher Walken.
There's no Christopher Walken.
Not that popular yet.
Ah, jeez. What are you talking about?
Right, Harry Carey?
Who's Harry Carey?
You got Mr. Minsky.
But where are they traveling to? There has to be like in every travel in every travel movie there has to be a goal, a destination.
I think the destination is in the very end. They're both dead.
Wally World.
They're trying to get to heaven.
Oh. Could be like a Bill and Ted's kind of thing.
Yeah, they're
like
trying to figure out
journey when they get to heaven. They have to play
after games. They died and they did their mission of like killing everyone. They're like, well, why haven't we gone back yet?
So it's like kind of like a ghost.
Yeah, they're trying to find the purpose, and
they're just going to drive until they find it.
You know, every rose has its thorn. You know,
maybe that
like
kid,
every cowboy has a spur. Yeah.
No, I think of a sad song.
Yeah, every rose has a thorn.
Sad.
Song. When every cowboy has a spur.
Every rose has its thorn.
Every rose has its thorn. Every cowboy has a sad, sad song.
And every dawn
has its day.
There we go.
Mm. What about the Spurs?
There's no Spurs. No, nothing.
I think it's a basketball team.
Maybe horse hates getting spurred. I don't know.
Spurred.
Spurred.
It's another one of those words.
Roads.
So they're trying to figure out how to get to Heaven's Gate, and they're thinking, well, maybe we need to teach people how to revenge. Mm-hmm. But then at some point, they figure, you know what? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe we need to let go. Maybe we're being hard asses and say, you know what? We got fucked, but it's time to let it go.
Time to turn the other cheek.
And I think a lot of these misadventures that they go on, how they got the poor little kid that was getting bullied, they basically got his life ruined. He got put in jail, kicked out of school. They start with like, wait a minute, maybe hate ain't the answer. Maybe
it's about love.
It's about love.
Take a page out of the old Jesus playbook.
There you go.
Old Testament, no good.
Mm-hmm. That New Testament's where it's at.
It is.
It's all about Gandhi. Gandhi. Turn that fucking cheek.
He's Gandhi. Gone.
The
goes with the road move. You know, Gandhi, gone. Roads, moving forward, becoming better people. Find your way to heaven.
Jesus. Bob Christ. Just wrote a philosophy book in one sentence. Sure, you just started a cult.
Samurai haiku right before you commit suicide.
Good job, Rob.
I'm very deep like that.
So the crow and the reef.
Wrath.
Wreath.
Wreath.
Wrath.
You think it would be wrath, but it's wreath.
It's
wreath. They,
that's a creature
it's that a turnaround.
Talk about on the YouTube now.
It's a quick turnaround. And then I think we should have a triple mashup. How they get to Heaven's Gate, they fucking run right into Thelma Louise.
Wrong turn.
They take them off that Grand Canyon.
We're going to see them.
They push. Their car is behind them and just push them.
Yeah. Well, no. People didn't see it, but Thelma, they had like a they thought about it. They're like, you know what? Let's not kill ourselves. We actually didn't do that many bad things. We'll go to jail for a couple years.
Kill the guys.
Did they kill a
guy? Well, it was defense. Yeah, we'll get a good lawyer. So they go, you know what? Let's get out. Them. And then all of a sudden, the fucking Reese Carpenter was like, let's do this.
And there it is.
They pushed them off.
Hands,
I don't want to close up. My eyes.
And those hands that were up were like, no, don't stop. They were like, stop, stop, stop. And then it was just pushing. Like, no.
But his visor was down.
Yeah, he couldn't see.
Couldn't see.
And then the crow, he had makeup in his eyes. He was like, what the fuck?
It's fucking hot in the desert.
The sweat was running. So they couldn't see this.
This is my Detroit makeup. I'm
a hot. Couldn't see Thelma Louise in front of him. They pushed him off a fucking cliff and killed him.
And that's how they got to heaven.
That's how they got to heaven.
Kill the ambitious.
Yeah. They went the back way, but they got there.
They figured it out.
Sometimes the back way is the best way.
Exactly.
Lube it up and just go in.
You know? If you say so. Especially when they don't see it or don't know it's going to happen.
Oh, they surprise know when them. It happens, though.
Well, when it happens.
Yeah, they just can't stop it.
Because of the implications.
It's the implications. They won't say no.
But we're in heaven.
We're in heaven. That's all that matters.
We made it.
It's not a sin.
Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Yeah. That's already a movie.
Oh, okay. that was my name for Wreath and Crow mashup. Oh,
okay. Speed 2 Cruise Control. Heavens awaits.
Only way to get into heavens through the back gate.
Backdoor policy with you.
All right, well, we've had enough blasphemy for one night, I think.
That's good. Blasphemy is good. So that was a nice little mashup episode. Really quick, really easy, but a little treat for you folks out there to get you through the week. Hope you enjoyed it, and look for some more mashup episodes in our next episode. We've been throwing around some movies.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Who was that?
Our listeners.
But yeah, thank you for listening, and see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Four beers.
Four beers, Monarch.
And wake you up.
Monarch. Monarch. This ain't the monarch I grew up with.
That's exactly the monarch you grew up with.
You guys can't be drinking while I'm going to go to bed. I'm behind the beer.
Oh, yeah. He used to go to sleep early. Still do. We'll be like, we'll be playing poker. It'll be like 10 p.m. He'll be like, I'm going to bed. Just she was winning.
Cash me up.
She was winning.
Sandbag Lintz.
Sandbag Lintz. Oh,
old
shit.
Sandbagger.
Old sandbag.
Sandman.
I'm going to freestyle.
Kill the sandman, Bert.
Jeff, you can't. There's going to be so much.
I'm going to freestyle right this one.
I can hear it right now. It's kind of like we're, okay, hey, guys, hey, how do you guys feel like
to be? Welcome to the Capistrato here in Vegas.
We're in a snowstorm.
Welcome.
Got a lot of static.
Robbie, Robbie's going to get a freestyle. I inspired a freestyle.
You can't get it off, Rob, because I stuck it in like that. You son of a bitch.
We got a real freestyle episode.
You got to break it, Rob.
Stop trying to be, it's a mashup. It's a freestyle mashup. See, all the move was coming from Rob. Now that he got to his hand, he feels the power.
I can't even hear. Well,
so
I could hear.
How about that airplane food, right, guys?
Hey, I just flew in from Dallas and my arms are tired.
Oh, yeah. Freestyle.
Done. Freestyle mashup. Put hey, the Rob, down. We just turned Danny into Jeremy.
Don't touch the mics. Woo! When it comes to messing up my production value.
Hey.
Yes.
Did you guys like that car in that movie?
I did.
Radiator Springs.
It's a ride at Disneyland now. It's pretty amazing.
All right. Let's not make Danny too mad.
My prediction. My production.
My prediction.
When all you hear is...
Don't turn off your mic.
That's good sound quality.
Oh.
What's your catchphrase, asshole? What's your
catchphrase, Monarch?
It's tough to edit.
He's tough to edit.
It's
hard to edit.
Tough to edit.
Fucking dick.
He is not.
Can't edit that.
You can't.
You should have took a
nap. That should be on the...
I told you you could turn off.
It was the something about...
Hey, Rob. I didn't want to tell you this, but all last episode your mic was off.
Then you guys missed out on a great thing.
Rob was shooting out diamonds.
Diamonds and pearls. Sweet Caroline.
Ba-da-da-da. I never felt so fine.